From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the weeks of September 18th and September 25th, 2023. This is a revised version of an episode from September 2014. In this episode, we feature some raucous mystery sounds from a family of diving birds. Have a listen for about 20 seconds and see if you can guess what's making these calls. And here's a hint. You'll get grief if you miss this name by only one letter's sound. If you guessed grebe, you're right. Those are some of the sounds made by the pied-billed grebe, horned grebe, and red-necked grebe. Out of 22 grebe species worldwide and 7 in North America, these three species are found commonly in many aquatic habitats in Virginia, with two others, the eared grebe and the western grebe, seen occasionally within the Commonwealth. Horned grebes and red-necked grebes are regular winter residents on Virginia's coasts, while the pied-billed grebe is typically a year-round resident on the coast and a winter resident in other regions. Grebes are known for their swimming and diving abilities. For example, the Cornell Lab of Ornithology's Birds of the World website says, quote, "Grebes rocket through the water by compressing water behind them with coordinated thrusts of their muscular legs," unquote. And Cornell's All About Birds website calls the pied-billed grebe part bird, part submarine. Lobed toes set far back on their bodies adapt grebes for swimming, and their ability to add or remove water and air from their feathers and internal air sacs helps them to float or, as needed, to submerge to escape danger or to feed. Grebes feed on a variety of aquatic animals like fish, crustaceans, and insects, on aquatic plants sometimes, and, notably, on their own feathers. In turn, they may be eaten by such predators as raccoons, snakes, and birds of prey. Grebes call and act aggressively during breeding season, but they may be quieter and much less noticeable during non-breeding season. In fact, a calm pond surface might conceal a hiding grebe with only its nostrils exposed to the air, or that surface might be broken, almost silently, by a grebe emerging with a fish in its bill. Thanks to Lang Elliott for permission to use the grebe sounds from the Stokes Field Guide to Bird Songs, and we let the pied-billed grebe have the last call. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.